We've all seen the movie. Our hero, lost in the desert, unscrews the cap from his canteen and pours his last drop of water into his parched mouth. He stumbles on under a relentless sun. Ominous shadows on the ground prompt him to look skyward. Circling overhead are one, then two, then three vultures. Our perspective is always from that of the unfortunate explorer, but what about the vultures? Are they really as foreboding as they seem in the movies? Thankfully, we don't have to get lost in the desert to get the answer. San Francisco Bay offers us a good look at one of the most interesting vultures in the sky, the turkey vulture. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, and this is Bay Birds. So let's get one thing out of the way right off the bat. Yes, the turkey vulture is a scavenger that eats carrion, a fancy word for dead things, but rather than hold that against them, you should probably thank them. That is, unless you have another idea for how we should clean up all those ground squirrels, opossums, raccoons, and other unfortunate creatures that meet their end one way or another in the wild. With that bit of ugliness out of the way, we can focus on other wondrous aspects of the turkey vulture. Let's start with its sense of smell, which is truly amazing. Turkey vultures can smell food from miles away and even locate decaying critters that are buried under leaves and other covering. Their sense of smell is so good that turkey vultures have actually been used to locate natural gas leaks. It turns out that the chemical gas companies add to natural gas, so people can smell it, is the same one emitted by putrefying animal carcasses. Yum. It didn't take long for gas company workers to realize turkey vultures were finding those hard-to-find leaks in their natural gas pipelines even before they did. Most of us know turkey vultures from seeing them in the air. With a wingspan approaching 6 feet, they're hard to miss. Moreover, their black wings with white trailing feathers are very distinctive. If you do have a chance encounter and get close enough to see its head, you will notice it has no feathers. Well, that's because it tends to stick its face in a lot of unpleasant places, and feathers would get quite dirty. Get a closer look at the turkey vulture's beak and you may see a hole. These birds have a pass-through nostril system, which allows the nares, or nostrils, of a bird to keep clear of carrion and enhances the bird's sense of smell. Pretty darn cool. The turkey vulture is a classic soaring bird, relying on rising currents of air called thermals. Its wide wings and long feathers are perfectly built for gaining lift this way, and if you watch one closely, you will notice that several minutes might go by before it flaps its wings. Another interesting fact about turkey vultures is that they often spread their wings wide in the sun when perched in a tree. This is their way of taking a bath. Because their lifestyle precludes them from preening with their beak, like other birds, they instead rely on the sun's ultraviolet rays to kill off bacteria from their feathers and the heat of the sun to help their feathers get back into place. Turkey vultures can be spotted throughout Marin year-round, and although they are a migratory bird, moving north and south over the year, many vultures have taken up permanent residency here. A few even breed here as well. So next time you see those circling vultures in the air, fear not for the intrepid explorer, but do take a moment to appreciate the turkey vulture's presence and perhaps even whisper a little thank you for dealing with the unpleasant tasks in nature we'd all rather not think about. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.